President Donald Trump signed an executive order Monday, January 20th, that would effectively end birthright citizenship for babies whose parents are not citizens or lawful permanent residents. The president's directive is already being challenged in court by 22 Democratic state attorneys general who argue the president does not have the authority to unilaterally revise the 14th Amendment. This is definitely going to make its way to the Supreme Court, hopefully sooner rather than later, said Eric Sustad, an attorney for Global Immigration Partners. This is two steps too far, and I do not think that they will uphold this executive order. Why is the order unlikely to stand? There are multiple reasons why Sustad and other legal experts believe the order will be struck down. First, they contend the 14th Amendment is clear. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. Second, Congress passed a law in 1952 to codify and reaffirm the 14th Amendment, which courts could interpret as a statement that the legislative branch wants control over who gets citizenship. Finally, there are multiple Supreme Court cases that ruled in favor of immigrants born in the United States. In United States v. Wong Kim Ark, the justices ruled the 14th Amendment affirms the fundamental rule of citizenship by birth within the territory. In Plyer v. Doe, the justices ruled that the 14th Amendment applies to everyone, regardless of their legal status. As far as the legality, that's highly dubious, Sustad told Straight Arrow News. I'm speaking as an immigration attorney, and so obviously, I'm coming at this as an advocate for immigrants. But at the same time, I'm not seeing much legal justification for this. Trump's order officially prohibits federal agencies from issuing citizenship documents, like a passport or certificate, to a person whose mother was in the country illegally and whose father is not a citizen or lawful permanent resident. It also applies to those whose mothers were in the country legally, but on a temporary basis. Trump is also barring federal agencies from accepting citizenship papers from state and local governments for babies born under the same circumstances. The White House believes it is on sound legal footing because it contends the 14th Amendment's birthright citizenship clause excludes those born in the United States, but not subject to the jurisdiction thereof. If Trump's order is ultimately upheld, babies whose parents are not citizens or lawful permanent residents could be deported. The default is, if you don't have permission to be in the U.S. and you're not a U.S. citizen, then you're unauthorized in the United States, Sustad said. They don't have permission to be present in the United States, and so they are removable. Sustad said this executive order could put many families in uncharted territory and added anyone who may be impacted should stay off the radar of immigration authorities.